Judy.
Merrill.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Let's go to show.
Go to show. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
So we will begin with the Shem Yehud, followed by the verse on certainty, and then we will discuss the Rosh Chodesh Tevet. And you can find the handout on the revealed, the unique astrological times link. It's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And open up unique astrological times, and then scroll down to the section titled Rosh Chodesh Tevet. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urkimud Hilu Vud Hilu Urkimud L'yakta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei. The Tool of Certainty, the Sula from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekuja Berichu Koma Diavid Le'ela witata kolayu kishot biovada dikshot ve'le'ilach mila bialma divae barnash v'dach yaleya mineyaulan haga ve'yakalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikolay tzerich. The month is Tevet. Rosh Chodesh Tevet is tonight and tomorrow. Was also the Shabbat. Tevet, Rosh Chodesh Tevet is always the sixth night of Hanukkah.
Brandela.
Yes, ma'am.
Kodesh. Kodesh. Well, my computer is acting up, and the page I was reading from is closing, so we'll start over a little bit.
Judy.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
The handout is on the unique astrological times link. Underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. when you open up the unique astrological times link, scroll down to the section titled Rosh Chodesh Tevet. It's underneath the Hanukkah sections. And open up the Tevet handout for 5780. The name Tevet is cognate, which means it sounds like the Hebrew word Tov. Tovet, Tov, with an extra letter. And Tov means good. And the energy of Tevet was originally good. But right now, it's been transformed through human activity into one of the three most negative months of the year. The Mashiach was supposed to be born in Tevet, but it got transferred. It got moved because it needed to be in the age of Aquarius. So it got moved from Tevet, the good month, to Shabbat, the age of Aquarius. There's a relationship between the 2 months, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. But why was Tevet supposed to be a good month? And the permutation for the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, as we know, each of the 12 months has one of the permutations. The letters are rearranged. The month, the permutation for the month of Tevet is Heh-Yud-Heh-Vav. But if you look at the first three letters of that permutation, it's Heh-Yud-Heh. And this is the Hebrew word Hayah. Haya is the infinitive form of the verb to be. Normally, in the present sense, the present tense, in Hebrew, we don't use the word to be. We don't use the verb in the present tense. Haya is a verb that is indicating essence. Presence. And Obav at the end of the word. Everyone knows. We've talked about it many times. The Vav at the end of a word is a pronoun, and that pronoun is his, with a capital H. His essence. It's referring to the soul of God, the essence of Hashem. Can you get any better than that? Can good be better than that? Now you know why Tevet is supposed to be good, and it is good, as long as you have the vessel to handle the energy. Because the essence of the month is good. The essence of the month is Hashem's essence. But that's usually too much energy for someone to handle. Why was Mashiach moved from Tevet to Shabbat? We actually don't know the action that took place. We just know the cause. The cause is the name, the progenitor of the tribe, God. God did some negative action. Now, I'm not saying God, G-O-D. I'm saying Gad, G-A-D. the progenitor of the one of the 12 tribes, the tribe of Gad. He was the son of one of the handmaids. So what did he do? Nowhere in the Torah, no one talks about it. Because they don't want to defame someone. Obviously, he did teshuvah. But it still wasn't enough. He couldn't replace, he couldn't correct what he had done. And the effect of whatever he did was to move Mashiach from the month of Tevet to the month of Shvat. The ancient Hebrew mindset and the mindset of the world when Mashiach manifests is and will be and was then that good condition means everything as it is supposed to be. If it is a painful or uncomfortable period, that is a necessary condition to reaching completion and to become good. That's why this month appears to those of us without the vessel to handle the essence of Hashem feels negative to us. But the purpose of this month is to correct one of the 12 attributes, one of the most negative attributes. That negative attribute is rogez. A Hebrew word that translates as agitation. Agitation is irritability. Irritability with your spouse. He's bothering you. She's bothering you. Agitation leads to anger. And that is the essence of the month of Tevet. The astrological sign is going to bring you opportunities to get angry. Don't do it. Utilize binding by striking. Stop your reactions. This is the correction for the month of Tevet. This is what you will experience. Is that bad that you have an opportunity to control your anger? Obviously, it's not bad if you do succeed in controlling your anger. And if you know about it, you can control it. The word God, the progenitor of the tribe, is a word in Hebrew that means coriander, which is wormwood or bitter herb. There is a midrash that teaches that the Mashiach manifestation was moved to the month of Shvat due to the mistake from the son of Jacob named God. The action is not identified, and no one knows until the resurrection of the dead making God Ben Yaakov Avinu available to answer questions. There is a possibility that the mistake relates to the period of Shovavim, which is discussed below, that will start during the month of Tevet. It will start Motzi Shabbat of the parasha that is Vayechi, living, life. The next parasha after Vayechi is Shemot. And that is the beginning of the period of Shovavim. And we will discuss Shovavim in this class and also in another class prior to it, or maybe the first day of it. the tribe that connected to Tibet was Gad. The modern tribe is Asher. Asher has the meaning of happiness. If it's a good month, you should be happy. Jacob's wife Leah named the child from the surrogate mother Zilpah. Zilpah is Leah's handmaid. Leah named this child of Zilpah Happy or Asher, Asher. Yet it is a bittersweet happiness, since she was unable to bear the child herself as she would have liked. She was happy to provide Jacob a fifth son, yet she would have preferred if that would have happened with her as the birth mother. The totem, the tribal totem, is the olive tree. Alen Zait, or Elen, Elen Zait. Zait is the word for olive. Olives produced oil, and oil is connected to the Sephirah of wisdom, Chachmah. In a month of Hashem's essence, you would expect a connection to wisdom. And it's there, right there in the olive tree. This is one explanation for why Hanukkah, dealing with the miracle of oil, and it wasn't the modern oil, it was olive oil, dealing with the miracle of oil, crosses over from Kislev to Tibet. It's the only holiday that crosses over a month. There are seven-day holidays, eight-day holidays in other months. There's Passover, Pesach, there's Sukkot, but they're all in the same month. Only Hanukkah passes over, transitions from Kislev to another month, that of Tibet. And it's not, there are two words in Hebrew for tree. The word for tree that is being used as the totem, the olive tree, is Zait Elan. Elan has a gematria of 91. Etz, another word for tree, as a gematria of 160. And with the kolel, it becomes 161. That is the gematria of the Hebrew word venake, the 13th of the 13 attributes of mercy. Venake has a gematria of 161. Etz is 161. Venake has the meaning of cleansing. Why do you think the word Elan is used with a gematria of 91? Because the tree is the unity of Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. How do we know that? Because the tree is the largest, tallest organism on the earth. And it grows against gravity. Human beings grow against gravity, but they get to be 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, maybe. They're not like a tree that becomes 300 feet tall. What is the wisdom of the tree? The Elan Zait. This is in the month of Tevet. This is where the wisdom is available to you. But not if you allow yourself to be taken over by your anger. The tribal stone is a barrel. In Hebrew, it's Tarshish. Have you heard the word Tarshish before? The answer is yes. In the book of Jonah, when the prophet was told to go to Nineveh, and instead he went to Tarshish. He booked a passage on a boat going to Tarshish. Well, if you're living in Jerusalem, where is Tarshish? Excuse my pronunciation. Tarshish. That was Spain. It was the farthest end of the Mediterranean Sea. But he was told to go to Nineveh. Do you know where Nineveh is? It's the city of Damascus today. Even in the biblical times, Damascus was not a good place. It was filled with idol worshiping. And Jonah was told, go to Nineveh and tell the people to repent or they will be destroyed. But Jonah went to Tarshish. Why? Because Nineveh has a gematria of 121. And 10 times that is 1210, the gematria of Tarshish. What does it mean to go to 10 times 121? It's an indication that Jonah, as a prophet, wasn't going to disappoint Hashem. He wanted to go to the completion state, that of 10 times to the essence of Nineveh. By going to Tarshish, he was trying to shorten the process. You know other people trying to shorten the process? You have to control your anger. When you control your anger, you're not shortening the process. You're correcting the process. That is what the month of Tevet gives you the opportunity to do. The tribal herb, which is one of the 11 components of the ketoret. The ketoret is the incense that we burn, that we study, because we don't burn it anymore, because the temple doesn't exist. But the ketoret is a tool to grow closer to Hashem. The tribal herb is kilufa. And it permutes and translates to the phrase, here is my voice. And this is the essence of Tevet. Being cognate to the word Tov. It comes from this relationship of listening to Hashem's voice. Here is my voice. Listen to it. If you listen to the voice of Hashem, you're connecting to wisdom. Tevet is the 10th month of the year. The first month is Nisan. Count, and you'll find that Tevet is the 10th month. And what does the 10th mean? It means Malchut. It means manifestation. That's why Mashiach was supposed to come in Tevet. Until God, the progenitor of the tribe of God, did what he did and changed it to be the 11th month, to be in Shavuot. The Zohar zodiac sign, the astrological influence is the Gedi. Gedi has a gematria of 17, Gimel Dalet Yud. Is Tov, good. You see how all of it's coming together, it all is connected. Capricorn, the goat, and Tevet are all supposed to be good. They're all supposed to be Malchut and manifesting goodness in your life. And all you have to do is avoid getting angry. Are you avoid getting angry? Was your Hanukkah filled with joy? Because once Hanukkah ends tomorrow night, and we will have a special class at 5 p.m. West Coast time, tomorrow night we will have a special class explaining Zot Hanukkah, which only occurs in the month of Tevet. What is the color of the tribe? What is the flag of the tribe associated with Asher? It's olive green with an image of an olive tree. Green is the color of the central column, as the Kabbalah teaches us. White is sharing, the right column. Red is receiving, the left column. Together, they create the central column, which is green. The direction of Tevet, the tribal direction, is Tzafon, which is north, but it also means concealed, hidden, mystery. One understanding of this meaning of Tzafon is to peek into the unknown. What is the essence of the north? The north is considered Gevurah, it's considered judgment, it's considered not the direction you want to go, unless Mashiach is here. Because when Mashiach is here, there will be no more mercy. But you won't need the mercy because all of the corrections will have been completed. You won't need mercy. Everything will be based on strict judgment. What's wrong with strict judgment? Absolutely nothing. You do an action, the action is good, you get good energy immediately. There's no space between cause and effect. You do the action, you receive the good energy. That's Tzafon. That's the meaning of the north. Unfortunately, Mashiach does not appear to be here yet. And therefore, there's still space between cause and effect. There's time between cause and effect. And that's the mercy. That's what allows you to sweeten the judgment. So you get the time to do teshuvah. But in Tevet, your anger was going to come out, unless you choose to control it. The 10th Sefirah, just like the 10th month, is Malchut, and it has no light of its own. It receives light from all of the higher 9 Sefirot. Everything flows through Yesod into Malchut. If you have a sufficient vessel, you will have a good month. If you're like the majority of people, this excess energy that you're is too much for your vessel, it's causing you to get angry, even into raging against whatever you feel you need to rage against. Due to this excess energy, the protective curtain, which we call the ozone layer, does not work during Tevet. So it is up to each individual to handle this energy themselves. And there is only one way to handle excess energy, and that's through binding by striking, by not being reactive. On the handout, there are links to the two parts, the two basic classes, where you can read again about binding by striking. During Tevet, you will be exposed to situations that will cause a reactive response to become angry. It's a good month to learn to control these responses. There's no reason for you to get angry. Why do you get angry? Someone comes to you and says something. Someone comes to you and does something. All of these things, people, situations, whatever happens, that is coming to you as an opportunity for you not to get angry. Will you rise to the occasion and stop your reaction? It's up to you. Let's understand what anger is and how dangerous it is to you spiritually. Rabbi Isaac Luria, the foremost Kabbalist of the last 500 years, teaches that when one allows themselves to get angry, their neshama, their soul, leaves their body and is replaced by a neshama from the other side. What does this mean on a practical level? It means that you are not yourself, and whatever actions are taken by this foreign neshama, you will need to cleanse and accept the effects of these negative actions. Because if you hadn't gotten angry, that soul wouldn't have come into you, and those actions would not have been done. So you are the cause because you get angry. The effect is whatever that soul chooses to do. And whatever that soul chooses to do, you have the effect of chaos in your life. When you get angry, you give yourself over to the negative system, the negative side. And this is why the sages teach us that anger is idol worship. Because you're allowing yourself to forget about Hashem. This is why it's so important to not get angry this month especially. But any time to not get angry. Now let us talk about the permutation in book and the letters of the month. I've explained to you the permutation. Hey Yud, Hey Wav. And we know we will make that connection later this class. But there are two letters that connect to the month of Tevet. The ayin, which is a Hebrew word that means eye, as in vision, your sight, your eyesight. The ayin created the constellation Gedi, the goat. The letter bet created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. What makes Saturn special? Well, it's the farthest from Earth but it's still visible from Earth. We know there are three outer planets that weren't discovered, weren't revealed until the 1800s through the development of microscopes and telescopes. The Bet created the planet Shabtai. What is the planet Shabtai? What makes Saturn special is it has rings. What are the rings? They're circles. What is so wonderful about a circle? It has no beginning and no end. It's continuous. It's not a straight line. It's a sphere. As a sphere, it's three-dimensional. As a circle, as a sphere, there's no end. There's just constant process. But the ayin that is connected to chokhmah, wisdom, to the eye, to being seeing, the sense of sight, and the bet, which is the house. Ayin and bet have a gematria of 72. What makes that significant? 72 attributes, 72 names of God. 72. There are 70 nations plus the children of Israel plus the children of Ishmael. Ayin and Bet, 72. During the month of Tevet is a good time to study the 72 names of God. Substitute attribute of God for name. 72, it's a good month to study the names of God, the attributes of God. It's a good time to find your own personal name of God. Very simply, there are 12 months in the year. There are 6 days connected to each of the 72 names. The first 6 days of each month connects to the one of the 72 names, one of the 572 names, that connects to your birth date. And that tells you your personal name of God. It's a hint to the tool you need to utilize to control. Actually, six names, six attributes in each month. And each of the attributes is active in 5 days. So the first 5 days of the month goes to the first name that you come across, which is one of the first 12 names. The second day, 5 days of the month, comes to the second name, which is from the name 13 to name 24, and so forth. You can find out your personal name, and that is a hint to you as to what you are to do for your correction. The other names associated with that month is other attributes that are also part of your tikkun, but just not as prevalent as that first name. I'm scrolling down. are no holidays in Tibet except every day is a high energy day. The first 2 days are the holiday of Hanukkah. The 10th day is a fast day. It's really the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, but that's a historical lesson that you can read about in this section, in this month, in this handout. But the 10th of Tibet is a fast day, a daylight fast day. And this year, Motzei Shabbat of the the 21st day of Tibet is the beginning of the period of Shovavim. Shovavim means a mischievous child. You know, a child who's not mischievous? A mischievous child disobeys. A mischievous child plays, is always testing limits, giving the parents an opportunity to not get angry. Shovavim we will talk about in much more detail. Shovavim is a period of teshuvah that lasts 6 weeks, all the way from the parasha of Shemot to the parasha of Mishpatim. Here are practical tools to adopt in the month of Tibet. Delve into your anger. Using binding by striking, you can find out what's your unconscious motivation. Why do you get angry? Why are you bothered by whoever is causing you to become angry? Whoever or whatever. Recognize that your feelings come with responsibility. If you get angry, there's an effect. That's your responsibility. This is what you need to learn. This is a month to practice humility. The opposite emotion to anger is humility. And this is an amazing tool and a great lesson to learn. How can you be humble? How can you humble yourself? Someone comes to you and does something that makes you angry. But the real issue is your ego is affronted. Your ego rises up and says, I'm better than he. I'm better than that person. If you make the effort to remain humble, your ego never gets out of control and you never get angry. During this month, see the good in everyone. See the good in everything. Know that everything that comes to you and every person that comes to you is a messenger, an angel that Hashem is using for you to wake up, for you to fix yourself. So when someone crosses the street and slaps you in the face, don't get angry. Say thank you. Thank you for being a messenger from Hashem that I need to change myself. Thank you. This is being humble. This is seeing the good in everyone and everything. What is the opposite of Tibet on the astrological circle? On the signs of the zodiac, it's the month of Cancer. What is the month of Cancer? Month of Cancer is emotional. The month of Tevet is to see everything from the frame of manifestation, from earth, from Malchut. Cancer is emotional. Tevet is not truly emotional. Our sages teach an adage about Tevet. The energy of the month of Tevet is the body enjoys the body. Most people understand this to relate to a sexual meaning, since the period of Shovavim is the period of Teshuvah dealing with sexuality. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 14, the Torah speaks of the wars of Hashem, immediately followed by the phrase, Et Vahev Besufa. What is the concept of the wars of Hashem? Who is Hashem fighting against? Our sages teach that the wars of Hashem represents this idea of two bodies cleaving together. This is because cleaving can only be achieved in the physical world. In the spiritual world, the consciousness of two spiritual entities is defined by their separation. Since they don't have the same desire, the desire to receive, they're separated. They're not bound together. It's impossible for two different spiritual entities to cleave together. This can only happen in the physical world. In the month of Tevet is that essence. The wars of Hashem is a clashing of ideas in a search for truth. In Tevet, you will see things more separated. If we realize that energies are always unified, that we can bring these ideas, these energies, into cleaving together. That is the meaning of the body enjoys the body. That is also the correction that can be achieved during Tevet. People can be brought together in unity. And let us pray that this will be accomplished during this Tevet. And may we all say, Amen. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati Tzerura, Aleph Gimel Yutach Tzadi. This sequence of letters has a gematria of 506, the same gematria of the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. The first verse in the Ana B'Koach is connected to the month of Tevet. So please join me as we say together, Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey yo, hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey yo, Yahweh. Ha Yahweh. Ha Yahweh. Ha Yahweh. Ha Yahweh. Ha Yahweh. His state of being is told, is good. Hey, yo, hey, wa, I am bet. Hey, yo, hey, wa, 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 ha, ya, ho, ha, ya, ho, ha, ya, ho, dance around me, happy, it's Kodesh Tov, it's Rosh Kodesh Tevet, it's Hanukkah, it's Sot Hanukkah tomorrow. Hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey. Hey, yo, hey, wa. 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 I am met. Wa, hey, wa. Use the time machine. Hey, yo, hey, wa. Use that time machine to go back to Mount Sinai, where you'll hear the Torah once again. Hey, yo, hey, wa. Hey, yo, hey, wa. Hear the Torah once again, like the first time. Hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa. Do you know what Tevet is? It's your opportunity to go with to Mount Sinai. Hey, yo, hey, wa. Use a time machine. Wah, hey, wah. Hey, yo, 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 hey, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Hey, yo, hey, wa. 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 Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu. Aharenu Nora, Kufresh Ayin, Sintet Nun. Kras Satan, Terap Satan. Rearrange the letters, Kufresh Ayin, Sintet Nun. To Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And remember, to guard your gates, your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. These are the entry points. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava. Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet is a gematria 57, the Hebrew word Zan. Zan is Parnassah. It's all of the fulfillment of all of the desires for materiality. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that heals. It's a sequence that lets us take parts of our body out of our body and heal them, rejuvenate them, restore them, and then bring them back into the body, where they will again do their job as they were created to do. Barchem tacharen, brachame sitkatha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzaditav gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach, eternity, eternal victory. Hasin kadosh, berov tucha, nael adata, tet kufbet, tet nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, its essence of thankfulness. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochre kidushata yud gimel lamed pe'zayin kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality. Shavatenu kabel, ushmatzi akatenu, yodea talumot, shin kufal, zadiyutah. Shin and kuf have a gematria of 400, four worlds, times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. This connects to completion. The next four letters have the same gematria as the first verse, 506, connecting to Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is to inject unconditional love in every step of our process. In the eighth verse of the Anabatoch, we say it a will. Are there any questions? I already told you that tomorrow we have a class at night, a unique special class that will be at 5 p.m. But we have a class at 10:30 a.m. where we will continue our studies. Shavua Tov, Hanukkah Sameach. Are there any questions? Shalom gadol to all. Shalom. Have a beautiful month. Remember.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom you all.
Chag Sameach, Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Chag Sameach.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.